Min Young is 17. She lives in Haesan, a small town in North Korea. It's located right at the Yalu River, the natural border to China. Across the ice, Min Young can see the other side. Freedom is so close, yet so far. North Korean soldiers are nearby, patrolling the area. Min Young takes a deep breath of cold air. Then she makes her first step onto the ice, not knowing that this will be the beginning of an incredible 7-year journey. North Korea is notorious for the oppression of its people and its poor human rights record. Under Kim Jong-un, it became even harder for citizens to escape. There are more fences, more guards, and since a few years, there is a new order to shoot on sight. Yet, every year, hundreds of North Koreans risk their lives to flee their country. Weeks of grueling desert treks, months in detention camps, and years in hiding, all in the pursuit of freedom. Geographically, North Korea shares borders with Russia, China, and South Korea. Most North Korean refugees want to get to South Korea. There is the shared language and cultural heritage. Most importantly, South Korea actively welcomes defectors from the North with a citizenship. If you look at the map, the direct route to South Korea might seem the easiest, but in reality, very few manage to escape through this path. In between the countries lies a demilitarized zone, and it is one of the most dangerous borders in the world. Oh Chong-sung is one of the ones who managed to get through. In 2017, he made a daring escape through the DMZ. Created after the Korean War, the DMZ is only demilitarized by name. It is heavily fortified with armed guards constantly observing each other. On a quiet Monday afternoon, the tense silence of the DMZ is suddenly disturbed. Someone is trying to escape. Driving a military jeep at high speed, Oh Chong-sung races towards the border. Surveillance footage by the South Korean military captures the intense pursuit. He abandons his car and continues on foot. North Korean soldiers fire multiple shots, hitting him several times. But Oh Chong-sung manages to cross the demarcation line. Collapsing behind a wall on the South Korean side, he endures for hours until South Korean soldiers rescue him. Escaping through the DMZ is extremely rare. Survival chances are near zero. Another rare, extremely dangerous escape route to the south is by sea. Somewhere along the southeast coast, a North Korean man enters the ocean. The man is in his mid-20s and equipped with fins and a diving suit. Swimming for over 6 hours and covering more than 3 kilometers, he reaches the South Korean shore near the town of Goseong. Despite being caught on surveillance cameras, South Korean forces only find him later, resting under a tree. He turns out to be a North Korean fisherman seeking asylum. The tides had worked in his favor. Presumably, the man had prior knowledge of the sea conditions. Without, he probably would have drowned. Defecting this way, too, is near impossible. Only a handful of people have succeeded through this route. Similarly, it is extremely rare that North Koreans defect to Russia. The border is heavily guarded, and the river is too deep to cross. The few people publicly known for defecting to Russia are privileged or high-ranking citizens who manage to cross with the help of their connections. Creating 3D animations like this requires a solid understanding of physics and mathematics. A great place to develop these skills is Brilliant. Brilliant makes learning intuitive and engaging, offering interactive lessons in math, programming, AI, and science. Their hands-on approach turns complex concepts into an exciting learning experience. For instance, their course Exploring Data Visually teaches you how to interpret and visualize data, just like the statistics we often use in our videos. And if that's not your thing, there are plenty of other fascinating topics to explore. Brilliant adapts to your current skill level and helps you progress at your own pace. Try Brilliant for free for 30 days by scanning the QR code or visiting brilliant.org/fern. Plus, you'll get 20% off an annual premium subscription. The link is also in the description. By checking out Brilliant, you're not only investing in your learning, you're also supporting our channel. The most promising path for North Korean defectors is through China. The two countries are divided by two rivers, the Yalu and the Tumen. Some sections are shallow and waist-deep. In winter, these rivers offer a rare opportunity. The water freezes solid. For those desperate enough, crossing over the ice might seem deceptively simple. Crossing is just the beginning. The real danger lies on the Chinese side, where defectors face constant threats of capture and repatriation. Min Young grew up in a modest home overlooking the Yalu River. From her backyard, she can see the hazy outline of Chinese villages. Her family is relatively privileged. They don't starve. Her father, a traveling salesman, frequently crosses into China for business, while her mother works for the government. In her free time, the mother makes extra cash by trading smuggled goods from China. This is a common practice for North Koreans that live near the border. The poor economic conditions increasingly drive them to find additional income. Life changes dramatically when Min Young is 14. It's the year 1994. One day, she returns from school to find her father missing. He has been arrested on his way back from China, accused of bribery and corruption. The family suspects he was tortured during his interrogation. Months later, he dies in a hospital. Min Young, her mother, and her little brother are left alone, devastated. Disillusioned, Min Young begins questioning the contradictions she saw around her at an early age. The suffering during the famine, the lies in state propaganda, and the harsh realities of survival all build up to a pivotal point. At the age of 17, she makes the life-changing decision to leave North Korea. In under a minute, she crosses to the Chinese side, her heart pounding. Her plan is to visit relatives up north. She seeks a Chinese smuggler who lives by the river. He frequently trades goods with Min Young's mother, and she trusts him. He agrees to drive her into the sprawling city of Shenyang. For the first time, Min Young experiences a world vastly different from the one she had just left behind. Bright lights, bustling streets, and the abundance of food and goods leaves her overwhelmed. Weeks go by, and she turns 18 years old. She wants to return to North Korea, back to her family, but then she gets a sudden phone call from her mother. Rumors of her disappearance have spread across town. People suspect she might have left the country. Coming back would be too dangerous now. Her family fears retaliation for letting Min Young escape. So Min Young's mother urges her to stay in China and live freely. Min Young remains in Shenyang. She begins working in a restaurant and learns Mandarin. She lives in constant fear of being caught and adopts several new names to evade detection. One day, two men enter the restaurant. They ask for her and flash their badges. It's the police. They take her away. It's over, she thinks. This is the end. At the station, they question her relentlessly and demand she complete a written Chinese test to prove her fluency. She does so, hands shaking, constantly at the verge of a panic attack. But she passes the test. It's a narrow escape. Had the officers doubted her, she would have been deported to North Korea without a doubt. Everything she risked, every moment of her struggle, would have been for nothing. Later, she learns that someone she trusted with her secret reported her to the authorities. In 2002, she takes the train to Shanghai. It marks the beginning of a new chapter in her life. In the megacity, she meets a broker who provides her with a new identity. She spends her entire savings on this ID. With it, she secures a job as an interpreter at a South Korean tech company. As she builds her life in Shanghai, she saves money and falls in love with a South Korean man. Together, they hatch a plan for her to seek asylum in Seoul, South Korea. After years of hardship, Min Young boards a flight to South Korea. She's so close to freedom. But immigration officers doubt her story. She spends weeks in detention. She is being interrogated over and over again. Then finally, she is granted permanent residency. She made it. Years later, Min Young uses her savings to arrange the escape of her mother and younger brother. Today, Min Young goes by the name of Hyeonseo Lee. She is a human rights activist, speaking out for defectors and advocating for freedom in North Korea. Her journey took over a decade. but her resilience and courage led her to live a life free from fear. We linked her book in the description. Min Young's story is one of pain, loss, and perseverance, but ultimately, it is a testament to the unyielding spirit of those who refuse to live in chains. For most North Korean refugees, escaping through China is unavoidable, but the country usually only marks the first stop. The ultimate destinations are Vietnam, Thailand, or Mongolia. All offer sanctuary and a route to asylum in South Korea. And as terrible as it sounds, many journeys to get there are much more grueling than Hyun Shio Lee's. Shiyun grew up near the Tumen River. While her story is fictional, we drew on various sources to paint a realistic picture. Her family is extremely poor. Shiyun works as a vendor at an unofficial street market. The money she makes is almost entirely spent on food for the family. She once believed her government's promises that the supreme leader would provide for the people. Not anymore. One day, a friend whispers about a Chinese broker who helps people cross the border for a small fee. He promises shelter, food, and even work. To Shiyun, it sounds like salvation. Maybe she could make enough money to provide for her family. She and her friend agree to meet him. After weeks of preparation, Shiyun and her friend find themselves waiting by the river on a fresh summer night. A shadowy figure emerges. It's the broker. The moon hides behind thick clouds, and the only light comes from the distant glow of Chinese towns across the river. They are ready to cross. The broker leads them through the cold water. Shiyun notices the absence of border guards. Usually there are at least two guards patrolling this part of the river. Her guess, the broker has bribed them. On the Chinese shore, a car awaits. The broker insists Shiyun ride ahead alone, claiming her friend will follow in a different car for safety. Numb with adrenaline, Shiyun hesitates, but complies. She hugs her friend unaware it's their final goodbye. As the car drives through the dark countryside, exhaustion overtakes her. Shiyun falls asleep. She wakes to a nightmare. The car has stopped in a remote village. The driver tells her she's meeting her new husband. His words send chills down her spine. This has to be a joke, but no one seems to be joking. Shiyun was deceived. The broker has sold her to a middle-aged farmer. While transiting through China, many North Korean escapees fall into the hands of human traffickers. In the border regions, the traffickers prey on the vulnerable. Promising food and jobs, they target people living in the harshest conditions. Once across the border, hope turns to horror, especially for women. A 2019 South Korean report estimates that 60% of North Korean women in China fall victim to trafficking, many forced into sex trade. For 2 years, Shiyun endures isolation, abuse, and constant surveillance. It feels like a never-ending nightmare. She learns Mandarin in secret and scrapes together money by selling eggs, always planning her escape in the back of her head. One night, Shiyun seizes her chance. With her hidden savings and a few belongings, she escapes. The following weeks, she travels north. She has no plan, no direction, and no one to help her. After months on the run, she stumbles upon a network of defectors in the Korea town of Beijing. They promise to help her reach Mongolia. She knows going back to North Korea would make her a traitor. This means torture and death for her and her family. She can't go back. This strange faraway place seems like the only chance at a free life, so she decides to go. The only thing standing in her way is the Gobi Desert. The size of Peru, it is extremely hostile to humans, freezing nights, scorching days, and no water. Shiyun joins a group of defectors and embarks on a grueling trek. Days blur into nights as they walk through sandstorms, share sips of water, and little food. After days of walking with almost no rest, Shiyun's feet are bleeding. Only the thought of freedom keeps her moving. When they finally reach the Mongolian border, the group spots a few soldiers. A man from their group volunteers and approaches with a bribe. In case things go south, the others are still able to escape undetected. Shiyun nervously watches as the man from her group talks to the soldiers. Luckily, they are Mongolian and quite supportive. They guide the group to a detention center. Shiyun spends months in a refugee camp before finally being granted passage to South Korea. She is one of the few hundred that make it every year. One has to wonder how many more North Koreans would leave. If only they could.